following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. What's up, Michigan? It is hour number three on a Wednesday broadcast being heard on 19 radio stations across the state. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream online weekdays between 3 and 6 if you're traveling out of the area. Also, on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Inside the next 40 minutes or so, John Vanderwall, former major leaguer in Cooperstown, the Hall of Fame with the most pinch hits in a single season, and it was a strike-shortened season where he set the record. He comes in, we talk Tigers, AL Central, MLB stories that are trending, and John also helps out with the prestigious Grand Rapids Forest Hill Central Ranger program. They got a big game tonight in Byron Center. South of GR, it's like the Yankees and the Red Sox. How you doing, JV?
Great. How are you, brother?
And by the way, before we get going, and we'll get to the Tigers, who are, again, not hitting the cover off the ball, but they're 14-10. Had a nice win last night. Maeda looked good. John sent me the photo earlier today. We've talked about his iRacing, which is online, and he has the setup, and they race NASCAR tracks, and he won at Dover. And we gave him the Huge logo last week, which we talked about on air, and it was on the hood, and he sent me the photo winning at Dover. It's got John Vanderwall up there above the windshield. It's got, like, it's Xfinity racing,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, Xfinity.
And next level. Yeah, the next level down, but still it's NASCAR circuit, and he's at Dover, and you won today.
I won today in a Toyota. I got a Toyota new pickup truck, so I put the Huge stickers on the
That's
Toyota
awesome car. How many races have you won?
No. That was my first one. I've only raced that car twice.
So with the Huge logo is lucky.
Yeah.
There it goes.
I got
it. Look good. It looks real. That photo you sent me looks like a it's iRacing, right? And it looks real.
Yeah, it really does. I should, I'll send you the photo of the wreck I was in yesterday with it.
With the Huge logo
on
it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, send me the photo of the wreck. I got to see the wreck.
Oh, I came out of four and two cars. One car turned the other car, and I was right there.
How about that wreck of Talladega?
I would have been hurt. I'd have been in the hospital right now if that had been real life.
I'm more worried about the logo. I'm worried about, was the logo seen?
No, the logo was gone.
Well, speaking of real live NASCAR racing, did you see the end of Talladega? Carson Hocevar, who's with Ziegler Auto Racing, he's out of Portage, Michigan. That wreck was incredible at the end. That's on the NASCAR circuit, the real racing live. That was crazy how it ended.
Yeah, and they've made that sport as safe as they possibly could, you know, especially after what happened to Senior in, 2001. That was a bad day in NASCAR. That was, it's a tough one, and they've, a lot of safety built into these cars, and I know that he went to the hospital afterwards, I saw, but I hope that he's all right this week. I'm pretty sure he's probably concussed, and he got a bad headache.
But everyone seems okay. I mean,
hopefully he'll be back. And I'll tell you, Dover's a mile track, high banked oval. They say it's like riding a race roller coaster for 3 hours. So I mean, the banks are so high in each of the corners. So I mean, I hope he's feeling better because that's a long day.
Yeah, John, and I got to apologize for asking after your crash. Was the logo visible? iRacing on the gaming screen. So I really feel bad about asking about.
Well, as you should. But yeah, thank
so that
you,
would
you
be
apologize,
picture so. Like we're live at Dover, and I'm the team owner, and you're the racer. We're co-owners, and all of a sudden there's a big pileup. And I got my headsets on, and I'm there with the crew chief. I go, hey, make sure the logo. Is the logo on NBC? Is the logo there? Bill, John's getting there, left it out of you, but is the logo there?
Yeah, let me know. We got some advertising. You know, it was cool to see Michael Jordan in Victory Lane there.
He was really happy, wasn't he?
He's a big NASCAR fan.
He was hugging people. You don't see a lot of emotion from Jordan, right?
Well, you look at Joe Gibbs, the big time football coach, and you know his passion was always racing, and he got enough money to get into the racing scene, and it looks like Michael Jordan's always loved NASCAR, and he's got his team, and Talladega is a big one, and congratulations to them.
Now there's some history there, and Berlin Raceway had a great opening weekend on the west side of the state, one of the top short tracks in America. Want to give Jeff Striegel and his team at Berlin Raceway some love, Jeff.
I had the Berlin Raceway logo on that car, too, in the back.
You did?
Well, you can't see. I showed you the front, but in the back I have Berlin Raceway, Jeff.
I'll send that to Jeff, okay? Yeah. I will. Striegel will love that. The voice of NASCAR, who lives in West Michigan, and he helps out with the Berlin Raceway crew, and they had their icebreaker in their opening weekend. Chilly Saturday, but people love racing.
Yeah, so Ricky Utting is going to hopefully... Ricky Bobby, my bad. So Ricky's going to put, where you're the huge show logo, so he's going to put Berlin Raceway on the hood and make his car up, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I gave you some love, and
yeah,
I
did.
I was surprised by the feedback I got where I said, hey, huge love to John Vanderwall, iRacing, won at Dover, and people actually liked it, and I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I didn't expect them not to like it.
Well.
No, I did. And I'm feeling really bad about you talked about being in an iRacing crash, and I was concerned about the logo. That people are like, you know, that's typical Bill. Look at Superfly shaking his head like, yeah, that's typical Bill. That's awesome you do it. And I know you do it for, and you mentioned Jordan, okay, greatest basketball player ever. The competition, when you're done playing, okay, you love the game of golf, and I know – you love the competition there, and me and you have been teammates on both ends of the spectrum, and we don't handle losing well. We just don't. But I think your iRacing, your golf, Jordan's racing, that when your life has been about competing, and even when you're retired, there is it might be a borderline obsession, but there's a passion to continue the competing, right?
Yeah, I love to compete. I wouldn't say I like to compete at the level that I, you know, did in baseball. I mean, that
there's pressure there, right?
There is pressure, and I do like to compete. There are times like on Monday nights, there's strength of field race and iRacing that sometimes I'll race the 8 and the 10, but those are very, very intense races. And you have probably 20 guys. You have 3 or 4 guys that are way better than everybody.
Are there some actual NASCAR drivers you think that race in this?
If they are, they're in different names, but I know that they do practice on there quite a bit. But you have 2, 3, 4, 5 guys that are really good, and then you've got 25 guys who are pretty even. So the Monday night races are very intense for 45, 50 minutes, where like you get done racing and you're sweating. It's crazy fun. I enjoy it. And it's just one of my hobbies. It's that and golf are my hobbies.
But the competition is there. That's why I love the game of golf. And I also like the competition part of it. Speaking of competition, I'm looking at the Tigers. We go back to last Friday with the win in Minnesota. Lost on Saturday, won on Sunday. They go down to Tampa. And they've won the first two, and the thing that sticks out, not so much the bats, even though 7 runs was nice in the Tampa opener and 6 to end the series of Minnesota, but I'm looking at runs allowed since last Friday, 3-1-1-2. The pitching has been very nice for our Detroit Tigers.
They're doing the job. They're winning, they're doing the job, and it looks like there's some guys who are starting to swing the bat a little bit, so... You can't keep the offense down the whole year, but they're playing well. They're above 500, and Tiger fans should be happy.
Is Riley in the right spot in the lineup, do you think?
I don't know. I mean,
when you got one of the, he's their best RBI producer, I think, until Tort gets going, right?
Well, you got to realize that the leadoff comes one time a game. So if you're thinking, I want one of my best players to get as many at-bats as possible, then you throw him in the leadoff. So I get it. Now you want to go in 3, 4, 5. Now you've got but you should have better hitters that are in front of him that get on base more often, hence he has the ability to drive in more runs. But, I mean, I get what he's doing, and it is what it is. I mean, I wouldn't say no, he shouldn't be there because, you know, you want him to get as many at-bats as he possibly can in a game.
So when you look at the Tigers right now, and I mentioned 14-10, everything hasn't been perfect. There have been times when, you know, Maeda, Flaherty have been knocked around. Scoble looked fantastic in Tampa to start the series. The hitting, you know, Baez had a good night 2 games ago. 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts yesterday. Torkelson still trying to find his way. These guys are improved from the last time we talked. You know, 231 seems like Tork is tearing it up, right? And Baez hovering around the Mendoza line.
Tork just hasn't hit any home runs. The one thing that I do like is it looks like he planned to swing out again, where he's getting the bat out front instead of trying to lift. Baez showed some effort to keep his bat through the long through the hitting zone. What I still see is that they're completely missing it, and I am going to give the secret out today. So,
the secret to fix Baez.
The secret to fix Baez, because I don't think the Tigers are going to call me up and say, hey, John, will you come in the side door? I'm going to
so
fix
anybody
him.
So anybody who knows anybody with the Tigers, or if you know Javi Baez, the secret to fix Baez is coming right now from former major leaguer John Vanderwall.
The secret sauce, Javi Baez, please. Your front shoulder's buried too much. You're buried too much, and you're spinning, and you're trying to keep the bat through the zone now, which I do see. He is trying to keep the bat through the zone. Open that front shoulder up about 1 inch to 2 inches. So don't close. Open it 2 inches so both your eyes can also see the pitcher. It's going to feel a little weird, Javi, but I'm telling you, you're going to get your rhythm. This is like 7 minute abs and Something About Mary. I'm just telling you, you're going to feel it. You're going to go, oh my gosh, where has this been all my life? Well, it's a fix, and you will start hitting again, and you will keep the barrel through the zone. And frankly, I can't believe that all-star hitting crew you've got there haven't found it.
You're talking about the all-star hitting crew of coaches.
Yes. I mean, I've been watching this for 2 years. I mean, he's been
so
three.
Why would no one – how? If you see it, John, and you're a former major leaguer, and he's played with a lot of coaches, people he respects, or has to be some – names on that go-to list when you're struggling, you want to talk to them. How come no one else has seen that? It's a simple, easy fix.
Because there's a lot of people who think, well, the barrels, you're getting around the ball, so you've got to bury that shoulder and stay inside the ball. Wrong. You guys are so, my mind blows up when I watch a guy with that ability and nobody can fix him, and it's 7 seconds off.
You're getting angry.
I am, because this is very, very simple. It's very simple. And people who've been around the game, who've played at that level, which you don't have anyone there, even though I think that they're doing an okay job, but it's just, it's mind-boggling to me that you can have, you got Gary Jones, who's been in the big leagues. I saw him talking to Colt Keith, which I thought was phenomenal last night. And I've heard he is a great dude. I think you got Juan Neves, who's got a lot of big league time, who's a bullpen coach. That's a shocker. Are those the only two? I mean, they might have another guy who's got a little bit, maybe the bench coach. I forgot his name. Maybe he's been. I think he does have some time, too. So maybe there's three
out of the
14.
Yeah, but it's a simple, easy fix. If you see it on TV.
You know, that's the first place where I would go. Now, there's other things that we can do, but that is the easiest 7 second sauce that you can put to he's losing an eye. His shoulder's buried so much that he loses when he tries to get rhythm. Everything turns too much, and now that turn goes, and now you're going to spin out. Now, what I have seen and what I have liked over the last week is that he is trying to keep the barrel through the zone. He's not trying to season. He's not snapping around. So he is attempting to try to keep the barrel through the zone. So that is good. But I'm telling Javi, listen to me. 2 inches. Just open that front shoulder 2 inches so you're opened up. You know how open
I'm doing
your front
it right
stands.
Now, Johnny, and I'm seeing everything yes. better.
Yes, you are.
He's already open.
Now open that shoulder.
Yeah, I'm opening, Johnny. I'm opening it.
You could even go 3 inches and then do your same thing. And
I'm
you're
coming
come
back.
Back to
oh,
even.
I see it. It's gone. It's another homer.
And the only reason why I'm doing this is because the guy's got too much talent on the offensive side and no one's done anything to help him. And it just, oh my gosh. You still got the red walls. Weren't they supposed to be pink?
Okay.
So I was calming down.
All right.
Red. Isn't that what Iowa does, or something? They put pink in the locker room.
Are you wearing a dog tag where I can call somebody? I'm not sure. Do I got your wife's number?
That's like the red on my car.
I got your son. I got your daughter's number.
All right, I'm done.
Is there a panic button on your phone I need to hit? Was you okay?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Man, we got you some pizza. Superfly got you your Sprites. We're taking care of you.
Is the color coming out of my face now?
You look like red. This is my text right now to Superfly. If he drops, you're doing mouth to mouth. I'm out. my text, while your face is turning red, am I going, if John drops, you're doing mouth to mouth. I'll do chest compressions. We'll tag team the CPR, but there is no way after he just ate pepperoni pizza and drank his Sprite that I'm doing mouth to mouth. You have to do it, Superfly. You have to do it. That's where, and Brett says, oh, hold on. I like John, no way.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
You're okay now. You're in a good place.
I'm good now.
You were scaring me there for a moment. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and I've had offers throughout the years to get back in the game and, you know, go in the minor leagues and coach for a little bit and then become a big league hitting coach. And I'm like, no way. Not doing it. Because of the atmosphere around the game now. And watching this is just... is mind-boggling. It really is.
Why isn't Torque hitting any homers?
He will.
He has 10 ribbies, which
he's all right.
Put him
because,
close to
you
the
know
top
why?
On the team. Why?
Because he tried to do Johnny Flapjack underneath and try to get the ball elevated in the air. So now it's taken him another week to 10 days to try to plane it out. He's playing it out. He's going to be all right. He's going to hit his 20, 30 bombs.
And playing it out means straightening out the swing, right?
Yeah, you're not
swinging under it.
You're not dropping the barrel. So if you cut right down the middle of your chest, or you can go your backside, if that barrel starts to drop underneath, you're done. And he's starting to plane it out a little bit. His swing's getting better. He's still going to hit 20 or 30. Just be patient. I think his swing looks pretty good.
What's interesting is that off of your appearances on the Huge Show, where we try to get you in on air, on the phone, or in person once a week, that Craig Monroe was saying the same things about.
Yeah, I was laughing, and we were talking, and all of a sudden he started talking. Is he listening to the show?
He does on the app, iHeart app. He searches the Huge Show. And they were saying that about Parker Meadows.
He's coming underneath. Parker plays such a good center field right now. He's got another 30-day grace period.
But he also had some swings where they showed the difference where he was coming down on the ball, and he's got great hand speed. He's a guy sitting there with the right plate discipline that could be a 300 hitter with 18 to 20 home runs.
And they're above 500 now, so he's gained more time. But Wencil Perez has done a phenomenal job. He's putting the pressure on him.
His swing is nice, right?
Yeah, those are the two guys I got fired for in A-ball. But there's no one close to Parker.
Why did you get fired? Because
Wencil was like 16. And
Alavila and the crew in Detroit didn't agree with
her. They thought Wencil at 16 should be hitting 350 in A-ball. And he actually did hit pretty good, but bad luck. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But there's no, I mean, Parker Meadow could be.
He's still hitting .086.
I don't care right now. He's got a couple bombs. They're above 500. It gives him more time. I mean, you got to start looking at Cole Keith, too, because Cole Keith he's kind of buckling over the MLB pressure. Like we talked about earlier, that's why.
.065.
And I like the way the kid plays, but, this is why you don't give 8-year deals.
For $29 million.
Because people have to prove themselves that they can play the game at that level. And I believe he's going to be a very, very good player. Don't get me wrong. But it's just stupid, stupid stuff that these people do. I mean, it is. It's just stupid. It's like, I'm going to remake the game, and I'm going to give a guy.
You're talking about the coaches.
I'm talking about the GM and probably whoever it is.
The analytics guys who have never played the game.
I'm going to remake the game and give a guy who's never had a single major league at bat $30 million. Okay, so now you put yourself in the corner. Now you've got to play this guy. I mean, you have to play him because you give him $30 million. It's just stupid stuff. It's dumb.
Well, you look at his number.
Calm down,
Keith, you're okay, man. Brett, you're still in on the mouth-to-mouth. I'm not. There's no way I'm locking lips with Vanderwall.
That's that yoga stuff.
Even if his life depended on it. Do I got to look at Vanderwall? Like, let's say you don't get in here quick and he drops.
I'm good.
And I refuse to
did hydro for 20 minutes.
I refuse to do mouth to mouth, and he kicks it right in studio. How do I come in here and do another show?
You'd have to go to next door to the other.
I would. I'd actually move the studio over and have Superfly be here where he could live through it every day.
Well, yeah. And then my ghost would get you, and I'd follow you home, and I'd be knocking dishes down.
You'd be like those videos on TikTok where someone's had their computer upstairs, and all of a sudden someone's coming out of the attic.
Or like in Ghost, all of a sudden I'll type something on your screen.
You'll be over Javi Baez's shoulder going, open your shoulder. Javi's going, who's this? He goes, I'm the ghost of baseball past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, though, if he does that,
look at this team right now. They're 14-10. Yep. And I talked about the pitching, okay? But you have Meadows hitting .086. Jake Rogers, .119, Cole Keith, .165, Baez, .192, McKinstry, .200, Kelly, .205, Torque with 91 ABs at .231, Riley Green only .247.
Yeah, look at that team. Riley's got five bombs.
I know, but they're 14-10.
So you should be celebrating. Hitting's going to come. Hitting just can't be as bad as it is. You know, you have some guys who are showing a little bit of life.
How about Cleveland started 17-6
in
the AL Central?
Yeah.
Kansas City surprising people playing well. They're hitting the heck out of the baseball. They scored, you know, look at Cleveland and Kansas City are two of the highest scoring teams in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah. Funny game, isn't it?
Wow. Well, but you get the right hitting coaches and you get all these kids because you get drafted or you go play, you know, at a big boy D1 school or you're a high school stud, if you have the right coaches, they can help make you a major leaguer.
Yeah, you know, the good thing for Parker and Winseal is they got money. You know, the draft money that kept them around.
You're talking the bonus money.
Yeah, because if the seasons that they had for years, if they would have been Johnny No Name,
they would have been released.
Yeah, he'd be working at Amazon, you know.
But Meadows does bring you the defensive ability to cover, and especially when they get back, well, even in Tampa, but Comerica with the spacious alleys.
I just watch him play out there. I'm like, wow, this kid can play the outfield. And I could be wrong, but I think he's a rarity. He's one of the good rarities in center. I mean, the kid can play. So you're above .500, and you're only, 25 games into the season. So you're very...
Cleveland had the crazy start where I don't know if they'll continue that.
Well, I don't know who they played either. I mean, you got to look at their schedule and see who they're playing, too.
How about the White Sox, 3-20 in the AL Central? Wow.
That kind of shocks me that they only have three because, I know the owner, Reinsdorf, and I know some of the guys they brought in. They must have just sat in the boardroom and said, we're just going to kill it right away and see if we can get prospects. I mean,
get rid of everybody,
and you know we'll rely on our money from our season ticket base, and we'll
TV
get
money,
10,
right,
yeah. 10, 12,000 a game, and let's rebuild it. Because the guys that rebuilt Kansas City the way it is are one of the guys I know is in Chicago now. So it might take a few years, but they're going to be good.
John Vanderwall, he was good. High school baseball, Hudsonville, Western Michigan University, an illustrious Major League Baseball career. He calls West Michigan home. He joins us every week to talk Tigers, MLB, and the AL Central. You have a Tigers comment or question, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also drop it on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21,000. That's HUGE to 2100. Final segment with JV on the Tigers and Major League Baseball is coming up next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the 10.
Step up to the plate with Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
This is Matt Shepard. The Tigers are in the midst of a series in Tampa against the respected Rays. Tampa has reached the playoffs in each of the last 5 years and finished no worse than third in the ever-competitive AL East 7 consecutive seasons. This while spending among the least amount of money on their roster. The Tigers have taken note of Tampa's success. It's done the old-fashioned way, draft and develop. Detroit actually spends a little more money than Tampa on its players, but they too must rely on drafting and grooming talented players like Green, Torkelson, Keith, Young, and Clark. Then the Tigers can jump into the discussion of legitimate divisional threats each season, just like the Rays.
Huge here for my good friend Matt Golden. He is the CEO and GM at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to everybody listening across the state. Tullymore is open for business. You can book a stay and play package. You can book a tee time. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Also, if you have a business where you want to mix some business with some golf, great food, and beverages, you can book that event today at TullymoreGolf.com. Simple to get to, less than an hour north of GR. So if you're in the West Michigan area and you want to go up and play both Tullymore and St. Ives and have some food in between, you can do it. Book that tee time at TullymoreGolf.com. They offer real estate options where you could have a second home or live at Tullymore year-round. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore is less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan. John Vanderwall, former major leaguer, joins us in studio every week to talk Tigers, MLB baseball. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer. So 14-10 right now. We've talked about who needs to improve. Obviously, looking at the hitters, the pitching's been great the last week. Is all this fixable for the Tigers to be in the chase for the AL Central?
Fixable? I mean, that's a kind of a tough word. I think they're playing well. I still think they're going to win 75 games. That's where I think they're going to end up.
But 75 won't win you the AL Central.
No.
I think looking at the, well, you got to watch out for Cleveland.
75 like to I 80. Said. I mean, they're going to be right around 500.
Cleveland, 17-6. It's early, though. We keep using that
it is early.
Term. It is early, but man.
I know everyone, you love the pitching and everyone. I just.
What are your doubts about this team, about the Tigers right now? You already talked about the hitting.
Everybody loves the pitching and it's doing well now, but from what I see and what I was a scout, okay, I see their number two. Their number two is has no life on his fastball. He flashes a decent slider, but he hangs it and it backs up a lot. Changeups below average. I mean, that's their three. Maeda's just an old guy who can mix it up. He can give him some innings. So that's your two. So your two and three are borderline right now. Your four has a chance to be a pretty good player. And your five actually might end up being the second best on the staff right now. But you have, to me, there's a hole. There's a two and the three, and you're relying on a couple of young guys on the back end. The other thing is that you've got two guys. One guy had Tommy, actually both of them have had Tommy John. I mean, the anchors, the first and the fifth, have already had injury history. So I think they're okay. Back when I played, the amount of mistakes I see over the middle of play, and it's just not the Tigers. It's in all games is frightening
how many pitches are in the middle of the plate.
So why aren't hitters attacking it?
Because they suck. Because they were told let's drop the backside, let's drop the barrel, and we're gonna. It's like the great Monday morning MLB
this
show.
The Tigers. This is across Major League Baseball.
Riley Green can do it. Tart can't. But they start talking. Well, you got to get the ball in the air. Well, they're hearing that from somebody. The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. We got to try to put the ball in the air. It's the dumbest thing you can ever do. Well, when you got 28 other organizations.
Except maybe for a sack fly you need on with the runner on.
You don't
third.
Even try to put the ball in the air.
Okay.
You don't. You just try to make strong contact. You hit it hard, not far. That's what your mindset is. You know, now if you're looking for a breaking ball, yeah, you can try, and you've got a guy on runner on third and less than two outs. Excuse me. You can look for something off speed and try to stay inside it and go the other way and drive it. But when you try to lift a fastball, are you kidding me? I mean, 88 mile an hour fastball. I mean, it's still well below average in the big leagues, but it's still got a lot of pop on it. And you're going to try to lift that ball. Come on. That's a bunch of BS. It's total BS. And when you've got all these people who have bought in, propeller heads have bought in with these other people who haven't played the game and everyone starts dumping the barrel, this is the product you get. And this product stinks on the offensive side. It stinks.
Are there any teams that do it right?
The Braves, I saw. The Rangers, I think, do. There's some teams that, you know, I'd have to go out and start looking at team. But I remember the Braves were really good.
When they attacked the baseball.
And I like the way that Oakland swings that first weekend were really good. I think it's cleaning itself up slowly, but it's taking what it took 6 or 7 years to get where we're at now. It's going to take some time to get this out. And that's why everyone thinks the pitching is so good. The velocity is the exact same as it has been since 1942. Same velocity. I mean, the velocity hasn't changed. The spin rates haven't changed. Nothing has changed, but social media wants to tell you how much better all the improved that the pitching is. It's not. Same game. Total same game. Now you have Scooble, who he must hide the ball pretty well because his fastball is flat and he's got a hump in his curveball. But he reminds me a lot of Kershaw when Kershaw was good. Kershaw had very similar stuff and just lit it up. And, you know, that's what Scooble's doing. So Scooble does not throw 100 mile an hour. He is a 90. He's 93 to 95, 96.
But they're saying it says 100.
It's the TrackMan 100. It's not. It's just not. It's not. It's like Foley. Foley's not a 100 mile an hour pitcher. Foley is arm side dominant, cannot throw to his gloves. I mean, this is them. So I was with my family. We were watching, and Foley's doing well, but he's a two seam arm side guy, cannot get the ball in glove side. Cannot do it. And he is one of the big dudes now.
John Vanderwaal, good stuff, man. I love the passion. I know you care. You love the Tigers. You love the game of baseball. Former major leaguer joins us every week in studio or on the phone to talk Tigers, AL Central, and the trending stories in Major League Baseball and the game of baseball. Good luck in the iRacing. Thanks for putting the huge logo and the Berlin Raceway logos on the cars. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, brother.
All right, John Vanderwaal, check it in. Remember, our podcasts are free. If you miss anything, just search The Huge Show where you download podcast.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app. Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need. When it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Let's go check in with our friends from American Dunes Golf Club in Grand Haven, Michigan, a Jack Nicklaus design. And Jack partnered with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, Folds of Honor, the birthplace of a mission that has raised hundreds of millions of dollars for scholarships of children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also now the children of our first responders. So it's all about the heroes. It's all about duty, sacrifice, and the love of country. And Ian Ziska is with the American Dunes team. He is standing by in the Meijer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. The evolution of the golf course, which is fabulous. If people haven't played it, they need to book a tee time. Just Google American Dunes. It's a patriotic experience. You need to go there. Just stop out for lunch or go see the place. It's amazing. But people will have a chance to see it. You have a very special high school golf event coming up on Friday.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've got the Corporal B. This is, I think, our third year of hosting. So we have a great invitational where we bring 18 schools from across the state in, several of which are local or in the Grand Rapids area, but others from across the state, and have a heck of a competition. But not only do we provide a great competitive tournament for the kids playing at a high level, there's some educational components, and each school comes in to play to honor an American hero from their community or their school. So it's a lot of cool going on, a lot of good support, and kind of separates itself from a lot of events that take place in the MHSAA golf season for the boys.
What's the backstory on the high school event? The name, how it came together, and again, the mission at American Dunes is about those who have served and serve our country and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. But give the listeners across Michigan a little backstory on how the name came about, and you mentioned the meaning of playing for somebody in their community, but tell me more.
Yeah, the biggest thing I think is, when we host an event here or just host guest play in general, I think there's a lot of meaning behind that visit. And when we put this event together and kind of conceptualized how can we have not only a high level competition, but really blend it with our mission and how we raise awareness and support Folds of Honor. But not only that, you know, honor our American heroes. And, you know, when it kind of came together, it was like, you know, the kids coming in, you know, really grasped the meaning and felt the visit here at American Dunes and tying in somebody from their community in addition to what we have to share with them about Folds was a really key component in that. And we've got some great partners that have jumped in with us to provide this event. We like to say it's one of the best one-day high school golf tournaments in the Midwest, and I think a lot of the coaches would attest that. As it is a great competition, but the specialness of, you know, how the kids get to learn about American heroes, our military members, the Folds of Honor Foundation, and or connect the dots with somebody within their community who is, you know, an impactful member of their school, perhaps, or in their community who's a hero that they want to play to honor.
Fantastic. The mission of Dan Rooney and everybody at American Dunes, Ian Ziska joining us from Grand Haven, Michigan, on our West Coast. Book a tee time or go check out the high school golf tournament on Friday at American Dunes or stop out for lunch or dinner. It's just it's a special place. Words don't do it justice on a radio show. And I did see this week, speaking of Dan Rooney and Folds of Honor and American Dunes, the collegiate golf experience, which was fantastic last year at American Dunes, is back and bigger.
Yes, it is. It is. We're heading into our third year, and no question about it. I mean, this year it's shifting gears quickly from having 18 schools the last two seasons to 30 schools coming in, 15 men's schools, and 15 female schools or women's programs coming in. So we're excited. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. It's, you know, give or take 4 days of excellent collegiate golf, a lot of meaning behind it, a lot of exposure to Folds of Honor. We've got some excellent partners as part of the event, and we're grateful to have it televised so the world gets to watch American Dunes on TV that week in September, the 8th through the 11th. And, you know, what a cool element this year, especially where the tournament comes to a close on September 11th, which is just going to, you know, add to the fantastic week.
Yeah, man, you guys, everything Folds of Honor connects to just always has a special feeling from the end of the collegiate last year and the Nicholas family there and so much more. Check out the high school tournament Friday. It's free and open for everybody to come watch the high schoolers play, right?
Yeah, Corporal B is the name of the event. I didn't allude to where we came the name. Brock Buckland, Corporal Brock Buckland is who the tournament is named after.
Oh, man, I did not know that.
And I totally goofed your question. I went right past that.
No, I didn't know. Because I knew there was some meaning to Corporal B. I did not know that it's named after the hero who inspired Dan Rooney to start Folds of Honor. I'm getting goosebumps, Ian. Like I said, every time I wrap up something at American Dunes live broadcast, I'm there for an event. I'm there playing 18. There's always a goosebump moment. There is. Always.
There is. Yeah. So, and that's where the name comes from. You know, we couldn't find a better way to honor Corporal Brock Buckland even more so than we already do every single day here with the Folds Memorial and the first plaque you walk into.
Wow.
But that was a real easy way for us to connect the dots with the kids and get some really meaning behind why we're supporting Folds, what we're here to do, and the name Corporal B is in honor of him, and it just connects all the dots, you know?
Yeah, the Buckland family's been through hell and back. They really have.
No,
and yeah, God bless the Buckland family. And Brock Buckland out of Forest Hills, Ada, Grand Rapids area, who inspired Dan Rooney, the calling to start a mission that I think is over 200 million or close to 200 million in scholarships for the children of men and women injured and killed in combat in our military. And they added on the first responders and their children, saluting our heroes in America. One of the few outlets anywhere in this country that still makes it their daily line of business to pay respect to the heroes and their families. Well done, Ian Ziska, Corporal B, high school golf event Friday at American Dunes. Just Google American Dunes, book a tee time, donate to Folds of Honor, Michigan chapter, and more. It's all good. Thank you, Ian. We'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, Ian Ziska checking in from one of the top public golf courses in America, away from the mission. Away from the mission of American Dunes. It is a special place in Grand Haven, Michigan.
Big, bad, huge.